Welcome to The Ether. Today's Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, Stater Labs, HBAR Staking AMA. Let's take a listen.
All right. Well, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Stater Labs HBAR Staking AMA. I'd like to get into as many community questions as soon as possible. But to kick it off, I'm going to ask a quick question of Stater just to lay things out. And while he's answering, if anybody in the audience has a question, please request to speak and we'll get you guys queued up as soon as we can. So to start off, Gadam, why don't you start with a quick explanation of what Stater is and what HBAR staking will look like on the platform?
Sure. First of all, thanks for having us, and thanks everybody for tuning in. So my name is Gautam. I lead the business side efforts for Stater on Hedera and HBAR. So Stater is a multi-product, multi-chain staking platform, essentially born out of the view that token holders come in all shapes and sizes, from the smallest to the largest institutions. So why don't we have like different staking products that appeal to different segments? And that's how we started. Our core technology is pretty modular, so we've kind of designed them like Lego blocks, so that they can be sort of built on top of each other to quickly make staking products. And that's what we are taking from chain to chain. We started our life on Terra. That was end of November. We've launched three products now. The fourth is on the way. We have about 800 odd million in TVL on the platform across the products. And the next chain that we're going to launch is Hedera. Hedera is kind of a special case for us in the sense that we're getting in pretty early, but it's also a very special POS network, right? So in the sense that it has a pretty unique characteristic. So we were very, very interested in bringing our product to the network. How this is going to go is that essentially we are building the front end and the demand side of staking in parallel with other efforts that are going on the network to kind of build the back end and the node infrastructure that is required for staking. And the idea is these two will kind of get bootstrapped together. As far as our product is concerned, we're pretty close to coming to market. We're targeting, towards the starting of April. To launch the V1 version of the product. And what this will enable users to do is stake HBAR with us and earn a return on those staked HBAR.
All right, exciting stuff. So we'll get right into community questions. ORMB90, why don't you come up and ask your question?
Do you know what? My question was basically answered then. I was just going to ask, when do you actually think the staking will be up and running? because I've just been waiting patiently. And secondly, there was one of, I'm not sure if you know this, but when I first invested into HBAR, I don't know, maybe a year ago now, something like that, on their roadmap, it actually had that staking was going to be available 2021 Q4, and then it got taken off and moved back to Q2 2022. And I was just wondering, was that because of regulations, or was that what was the reason for that?
So we don't have anybody from Hedera right now, so we can't answer that for sure. There's always going to be delays with that kind of stuff. One thing to note, there is a difference between network staking and what they're doing here at Stater. But as Gautam mentioned, we're going to be looking at it in for Stater in early April, and hopefully we'll hear more about network staking from Hedera shortly. Gautam, why don't you talk about the the sign up that you have right now to get into the alpha program?
Yeah, so just to sort of expand on the timelines as well, right? So since this is a new chain and it's a completely new product for the network as well, right? So the sign up is the launch is also going to be in phases, right? So just wanted to kind of clarify that. That, you know, we're going to launch a V1 version of the product that will have a stake option only. The initial launch is going to be capped, and then we're going to see the response and then kind of quickly open up to the community. In terms of how folks can get involved, you can log on to our Twitter and just follow the links and be part of the Alpha community and stay up to date. And we'll make sure that everyone on that has the latest and greatest information on when things are launching and how to participate.
Okay, understood. Well, Ukrash, if you want to come up and ask your question, you're up next.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
My question to the Stater team and Azure Foundation is, we are not here for that Ponzinomics and all those things. We are looking forward to stay with Hedera for long term, some years, 10 years, 20 years, or whatever, right? So we want security for our edge bars when we stake with Stater. Then there will be any audits from HBAR Foundation for the same purpose, and who will ensure that our native HBARs will be secure on that Stater smart contracts, and if something goes wrong, I hope it will go well, but if unfortunately if anything will go wrong, then HBAR Foundation or Hedera will take responsibility of that particular HBARs and they will refund the HBARs to the participants.
Okay, I think great question in terms of security. And at Stater, we take security very, very seriously. Evidenced by the fact that, our products are all audited and we have three audits for one of our products on Terra and two for another one and one for the third one. Specifically coming to our HBAR product, so we are in a third-party audit as we speak. We should get the initial report, sometime next week, and we should have the final report around the time of capped launch. So rest assured that we have taken all steps, including our own internal review, including the HBAR Foundation also looking at the solution, as well as third-party audits. So we've kind of taken every step to ensure the security is there. In terms of the second part of your question, I don't think it's fair to put the foundation or the network in that position. I think. While we try and minimize the risk, at the end of the day, it's a financial product and there might be something unforeseen. But what we can assure you is that through continuous efforts like we've done in the past and like I just explained, we will make sure that every version of the product is audited by third party, and we are giving the best in class security to our users as we can.
Right, I can understand your situation. I mean, Stated is doing it well, but I think HBAR Foundation should also work with you to do that third party audits, or so one audit should be happen from the HBAR Foundation or HBAR itself. I think because the investors in HBAR is not like other communities. Means if you just see to other like Terra Luna or something, I didn't have a deep dive in the particular ecosystems, but HBAR community is like something different. Means we are patiently waiting since 2018. Means I am one of the OGs which are tested HBAR Minute. So we are here for a long term, and security to our native HBAR is very important concern for us.
Understood. We understand your security concerns. The HBAR Foundation is working with Stater to ensure the product is as secure as possible. But as mentioned, there's risks with all these products. So take that into regard when you're making any decisions. Thank you very much.
So my question, can I go ahead?
Please do.
At some point, Lehman Baird said that means these smart contract staking or proxy staking will be like your HBAR will be staked, but it won't be at any risk, and you can freely means you can use whenever you want, and it won't be at any risk. So that's the another thing.
So I think there is some confusion here. This staking is not network staking. So there is a difference there. The network staking will be far lower risk, but the rewards will probably be lower as well. But we appreciate your question. Thank you very much. Anybody else that wants to come up, please come on. Zepsi, I know you had some questions as well. Why don't you hop on?
Hey, everyone. Very, very pleased to be here. Pleased to meet you all. I think one thing that people would like to hear is, you know, when you come out with a new DeFi platform, there's, like we've just discussed, there is a slight risk. And will Stater have a sort of bounty program, you know, a sort of financial incentive for hackers to report rather than exploit any vulnerabilities that might emerge? Is that something you've thought about at all? Because it's something that I've seen across some other platforms, across different platforms. Yeah. Is a bounty program something that you'll be employing?
Yeah, so it's not something it's something that we have obviously thought about, and it's to us, the first step is just making sure when we put something out there that it's audited and completely vetted and as secure as possible. Now, the way we see the bounty program is more of a sort of continuous improvement thing, and we might have it, you know, a couple of months down the line once the product stabilizes a little bit, because our current roadmap is V1, V2, and then the product stabilizes, and then that is the point we probably will think about having a bounty program to go along with our own sort of efforts to maximize security. So yeah, that's how we're thinking about it. It's always one of the tools in our locker to ensure that the security is top-notch.
Great. Thank you for your response. Yeah. There's another question that I saw that was raised in the HBAR Lounge, I believe. What is this incentive for Stater? You know, the guy said, you know, I'm giving my HBAR up, and, you know, I'm getting these amazing rewards. So what is the incentive for Stater for us to be staking on your platform, you know, the fees and things like that?
Yeah, so like every other protocol on sort of every other chain, there will be a protocol fee that will be kind of decided in conjunction with the rewards. We're just working through the numbers on that one. So expect an announcement next week on both those things. But we'll be publishing FAQs, complete terms and conditions, sort of complete economics around the product sometime next week. All of those questions will kind of get answered, but there will be a protocol fee.
All right, good stuff. So again, anybody that has a question, just request to be a speaker. And in the meantime, Pyman, you are up.
Yeah, thanks for letting me up. My question is around wallets, actually, and which wallets we will be able to use in order to stake our HBAR. I've currently got Exact and Mingo wallets, and I heard, I think on a recent YouTube, that there would be only specific wallets that would be that we'd be able to use in the first wave. So can you let us know around the wallets and which ones we need to have?
Sure. Sure. So right now we can confirm that Hashpack will be supported. There are a couple of other wallets that we're actively looking to support at launch. But when it comes to wallets, it's again a continuous game. The idea is to have a couple of wallets supported at launch and then sort of go through the ecosystem and have as many wallets supported as we can. So soon after launch, there'll be more and more sort of wallets supported. But for launch, we can definitely confirm Hashpack for now. And there will be one or two other wallets that we're actively working on and trying to meet the launch deadline there.
So you can't yet mention at this stage what they are other than Hashpack. So
yeah.
We can maybe prepare, you know?
So at this stage, it wouldn't be right for me to mention because if there's some issue that comes up and it requires more time and it gets delayed after launch. But we'll again, towards next week, we'll have announcements and communication going out on how exactly to stake and what wallets are going to be supported at launch. And that list will kind of get refreshed very quickly, even after launch, as we go and support more and more wallets.
Okay, thanks for that. I'll get a hash pack in advance.
Thank you, Pi Man. Good question. All right, so next, Tom, you're on up.
Hey, thanks. So my question is with price appreciation. So if I stake and then a month later the price has run up on HBAR and then I pull my stake out, do I get to realize that appreciation or do I miss it?
Yeah, so the way the product works is a liquid token. So once you stake HBAR, you get back a token which we'll call HBARX, right? And as rewards are added to the pool, the exchange rate of HBARX to HBAR keeps on increasing. So your rewards are all denominated in HBAR. So say today when you invested, the exchange rate was 1.02. When you want to take out, the exchange rate is 1.1. So you can essentially either unstake and get your HBAR back from us, right? Or you can go to a pool or sell your HBAR X and directly get HBAR from there. So of course the appreciation, etc., will all be built in because you'll be getting back the HBAR. I hope that answers your question.
Perfectly. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Good stuff. Again, we're looking for people to request to be a speaker if you have any questions. In the meantime, Gadam, you mentioned in a recent interview that Stater wants to be the AWS of staking. And to do this, your products are going to be modular. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah. So, Amit's probably best place to answer that. He can add to what I'm saying. But essentially, like I said at the start, the way Stater's kind of technology is built up, it's like Lego blocks. And the idea is that we can take portions of these Lego blocks and create products which appeal to different segments of the market for staking. And because of the modularity, we can easily port these products from a network to network. And ultimately, what that means is that we kind of want to become the middleware where we have users kind of directly coming to us and staking on our dApp, but also we are well positioned to be flexible enough to, say, integrate with an exchange or to integrate with a fintech provider and make sure those users get the benefits of staking through their existing platform.
All right. Very good.
Let me also elaborate a little bit.
Sure.
My name is Amit. I'm the co-founder of Stater. Thanks for tuning in today. Just to add on to what Gautam has mentioned, what modularity means is we can take the same smart contracts that are on the public domain, and we can actually put it on an exchange or a custodian and enable those users to also stake via our contract, right? They can be customized to be positioned on any type of validator that an exchange or a custodian can choose. That's the main difference.
All right, very good. Celestial, you're up next. And again, anybody else that wants to ask a question, hop on up here.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. So like DeFi is basically coming now or coming online now. So like platforms like FosterSwap, what's your intentions for like platforms like those? Do you want to integrate or partner with platforms like that going forward into the future once they come online?
Sorry, I'm just going to repeat the question. So was the question that are we going to integrate with DeFi platforms once they come online?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and absolutely, right? So the reason of sort of going ahead with a liquid token is exactly that, right? We're well aware of the efforts that are being made and the pace at which, we are targeting bringing up the DeFi ecosystem on the network. And hence, we thought that it will be best to sort of, go ahead with a liquid token, which then can be easily utilized once borrowing protocols come on board or once DEXs come on board, right? So, yeah, the short answer is absolutely yes. And and that's why we've kind of positioned with the liquid token so that we can do that very quickly once those products become available.
Thank you. I also asked this question on from Amjit. Yeah, I think yesterday, but I'll ask it again because we're on the Hedera community here. So my question was, is there going to be a cap at the original launch, or will it just be open to as many HBAR as you can deliver to the platform to get HBARX token, or yeah, will it be limited? So
yeah, so there will be a cap. But that's more from just making sure that there are no sort of unknowns that hop up when we go into production. So the aim is to very quickly, within 7 to 10 days, sort of lift that cap and make it open to anyone who wants to stake any amount. Right. The cap is just to make sure that if there is something unknown that pops up, it limits impact. That's just probably us being conservative. And just to enhance security as we go on to a new platform and new product.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Mei Chan, you are up.
Hi. Good morning, Gautam. Or, evening, I suppose, depending where you are in the world. I know that you came in from Tezos, is it? And you decided to come onto Hedera and start building on it and bringing your tools and system over to Hedera. And I just wanted to know, what is your experience with working on Hedera and whether you are expecting other people to start jumping on board the platform?
Sorry. So our first network was actually Terra. So yeah. Just to answer the question, I think it's till now it's been great. I think there's a lot of excitement and buzz in the community around staking, and that also kind of feeds into our team. So we always like to kind of build products that are important to the community, and they get that response. So till now it's been great. It's also always good to be early in a network. It gets you the chance, apart from having a bigger brand name and bigger position in the market, but also gives you a chance to kind of work closely with folks like the foundation and with kind of key wallets and protocols that help shape the platform. So till now, our experience has been very positive.
And do you expect do you see other developers from other chains looking at Hedera, in your other communities that you're part of?
So I wouldn't want to speak for them, but I at least in our sort of conversations, people are definitely looking at Hedera, seriously, and considering it as, a viable option on which they can go and deploy their products.
And then one last thing, if you had to choose one thing that is preventing people from building on Hedera that you, if that were to change, you know, you think it would make things a lot better, whether it's for you or whether it's for, you know, communities at large, what would you say that would be?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. I haven't really kind of thought about it. But I think, you know, it's kind of like a flywheel. So it's very difficult to start the engine. But if we have a few protocols like ours, like DEXs, like, you know, lending protocols come on board, I think that will really, really help in establishing a POC for these use cases on Hedera. And I think from there, we'll see the pace pick up tremendously.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks
all
for
right.
Your question.
Good answers, Gadam. So we have some OGs down there. I see Charles. I see Danny. I see Bullflag. Bullflag puts out some great content on YouTube. Again, don't be shy, guys. If you want to speak, go ahead and request to be a speaker, and I'll get you guys up here. In the meantime, Zepsi, do you have anything that you've gathered from the community?
Yes.
So
there's another question that I saw literally just before we booted up. And that was the question that, so when people are swapping their HBAR for the HBAR-X, does this count as a sale? I understand that in different regions it might be different, but sort of is there sort of universal answer as to whether it counts as a sale of the HBAR or if there's this literally just a swap into another token?
Yeah, I mean, it is a swap into another token. What it counts as in terms of taxation, I wouldn't really be able to speak to that. Because it does vary from, sorry, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, Gautam, let me answer that. I think it's based on our experience, most geographies, it's considered a like-to-like token swap because essentially you are not actually trying to exit the position of HBAR as this is an extremely pegged asset. So ideally it shouldn't be taxed. But we are not tax advisors. You should best is to check with your geography specific tax advisor.
Yeah, I asked my CPA on this yesterday, and I can tell he was starting to get heartburn right away. He gets all the crypto questions from me. All right, so what is it? H bargain. If you want to jump on, you're next.
Hi, I think I saw that there was a Stater token that was launched recently, like an ERC-20 Stater token. If that's right, can you explain what that is? And also, would there be any benefit to being able to port that using something like Hashport over to Hedera?
Yeah, so the SD token is our sort of token for our DAO. Right now, I mean, of course, we would love you to kind of be part of the larger Stater community and hold our token and possibly stake it with us as well. But right now, the staking portion is only on Terra. We'll probably launch it on ETH sometime in the future as well. But right now, porting it on HBAR would not have, on Hedera might not have too much utility. So it's we see it more as a sort of representation of Stater's business, which is like a multi-chain business, and we positioned it on ERC-20 because that's kind of the base chain across.
Cool. Thanks.
Sorry, do you want to add something?
No, I think I'm sure a lot of users would be interested in Stater token, since that's not the intent of this AMA. We wanted to generally stay away from it. Right now, yes, we have launched the Stater token. It is available on TerraSwap as well as some of the top exchanges across the globe, including OKX and Huobi and Gate. But getting the Stater token or bridging the Stater token to Hedera might be a few months away.
All right, good answers. Albright, you're next. Albright, if you'd like to come on, you can ask your question. All right. Well, I saw we had Nodi Crypto down there in the guests, another great content creator. In the meantime, while we're waiting for Albright to come up, Zepsi, you got anything else from Telegram?
Less from Telegram. I think I might have seen on Twitter. It's pretty much the same thing. But you know, we've seen this great job that Stata Hedera has been doing on Twitter. You know, you guys, thank you very much. You've been creating some really brilliant content that the community has been sharing. And I know you've said before in the interview with Brandon that, you know, the whole idea of this staking is to make it as simple as possible, you know, as sort of staking as a service almost, you know, just sort of two clicks and you're staking. And I understand that this will hopefully be a very self-explanatory process. But on the Stata Hedera account, do you have any plans for sort of creating walkthroughs so that the greater community can sort of just follow that and know immediately how to stake?
Yeah. So great question again. So essentially, we're creating a couple of walkthroughs. One will be like a step-by-step guide, which will probably come out early next week. One will be more of a UI sneak peek that hopefully the community will be able to see towards the end of this week. You'll realize once you see that video that it's super easy. It's about two clicks from just connecting your wallet and quickly staking your HBAR onto the platform.
All right. Thank you. Again, Albright, you are up if you want to speak. All right. With that, we'll go back to Utkaresh. Albright, you can jump in after he's finished. Utkaresh, you can go ahead.
Hello. Yes, my question to Amit and Gautam is, other DeFi protocols are providing insurance to the smart contract breach and all those things, and some centralized exchanges also, like Binance is providing, they are keeping some 10% of the exchange fees or like that portion for the insurance thing. So you will keep some fees for that insurance purpose, or if you are providing any insurance to the, it means you will integrate or you will do that kind of things to the insurance sector.
Yeah. So, I mean, insurance is taking is something that we are actively evaluating. Again, like with every sort of insurance, that there needs to be like a pool, a shared pool, a risk pool that is there and that helps sort of insure everybody else. I think we are a little bit further away from that than having it at launch. It'll require us to first sort of go and establish the product in a certain way and get a little TVL, and then sort of maybe we can introduce insurance. But like I said, it's also like the bug bounty thing. It's also a tool in our locker that we are actively evaluating and just, you know, evaluating the right time to bring on board to sort of ensure additional security for users, right? Short answer, it's something that we are aware of. And we are actively evaluating, but maybe not at the start of the product launch.
All right. Thank you. Again, another good answer. Albright, going back to you again, buddy. All right. So with that, we'll go back to community questions from Zepsi. Go ahead.
I'm pretty much clean on the community questions. I suppose one thing that people would be interested in knowing is sort of the time horizon. I remember in the last interview you sort of teased this idea that we might be getting sort of futures and lending that sort of get mixed in with HBARX. Is there sort of a time horizon with that, or are we, as you said before, sort of just going with the success of the initial launch, seeing how that's going?
Yeah, so I mean the futures lending and the whole DeFi sort of ecosystem around staking is a little bit more for like as the ecosystem evolves, right? So one of the things, like I mentioned, is that we've gone with a liquid staking with that in mind, that, you know, once people have this liquid staking token, then the ecosystem becomes more attractive for a lending protocol, because there's this asset that people can then lend and then participate in other DeFi ecosystems and have other sort of financial products that they can buy and trade, right? So it's from that perspective that we were talking about, you know, lending or futures. It's not something that probably we are thinking of building ourselves, but it's the liquid token staking will be sort of like a key piece of the DeFi puzzle. And we're kind of building that first so that the ecosystem as a whole becomes more attractive for people who build lending protocols or people who build derivatives on top of staking to kind of come on board and offer their solutions.
All right. Good stuff. So, Celestial, you can come on up again. In the meantime, we have over 100 people on here. If anybody wants to come up, again, just request to be a speaker and I'll bring you on up. Celestial, all you.
Another question is for you guys, what would be a successful launch for the product for you guys? Or what does that look like for you?
Yeah, sure. So I think from our perspective, a successful launch would be that we can quickly sort of reach 5 to 10% of the overall circulating supply of HBAR on our contract, which would essentially mean that we are, the contract launch went without a hitch. It would also mean that from a coverage perspective, we have covered quite a lot of users, right? So we would want to sort of use the metrics of the number of users or number of wallets that have staked with us, as well as the TVL, as being our two key metrics that we'll track in terms of when we look at the overall launch. The other one, which is probably a leading metric, is community engagement and how many followers, etc., we have. So that's also something that we track very closely. So those are the two or three things that we sort of benchmark ourselves on when we're launching the product.
Okay, thanks. So basically, Brandon can't participate.
I'm sorry, one more time, I couldn't hear you.
I said basically you can't participate, Brandon.
We'll get there. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate answering that question for me. Thanks.
No worries. Thanks for asking.
All right, Charles, you're up.
Hey guys, I made kind of a basic question. I don't know if anyone's asked it, but how exactly will the staking work? You said we're going to have Hashpack integration, so will I be able to hook my ledger up to staking, and then what kind of APYs are we looking at?
Okay, so I didn't quite get that, but just repeating the question to exactly how will staking work and to what kind of APIs are we looking at? Did I get that right? Yeah, okay. So how staking will work at the start, like I said, we'll of course put this into explainer videos and step-by-step guides, but essentially you will go to the Stater app, you will click connect your wallet, right? And then you have a simple UI where you can just enter the amount of HBAR you want to stake and just click on stake and authorize that transaction. And it's as simple as that. And your HBAR will be staked. Similar workflows around other things will be there on the product. So it'll be as simple as that. In the future, any sort of wallet can integrate R code into their product so that users can stake directly as well. We're pretty open to that. But to start off with, it'll be through the Stater app, and you'll have to connect your wallet. And like I said before, we'll continuously keep on adding wallets and keep on forming partnerships so that we reach as many users as possible. Right. Coming to the second question, right now we're just running through the numbers on the exact APYs, but what I can kind of tell you is that it'll be market competitive, right? And it'll be sort of in the double digits. The other thing that is there in terms of principles, we want to reward early users the most, right? So early users will get a little higher APY. And then the sort of APYs, emission rates, etc., will kind of stabilize. So towards the start of next week, we'll have a full blog post sort of explaining how the rewards will essentially be given out, and also explaining some of the calculations that you will see on the product. Right. So I know people have been waiting for this answer, but unfortunately, we need a little bit more time to give you full concrete numbers and how the financials work.
No problem. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. So while we're listening for some more people to come up, Gadam or Amitej, if you have anything that you think we haven't covered that you'd like to highlight, why don't you just mention any of that stuff?
One quick question. So with HBARX, sure. Will we have to associate that token, or will it just be like once you stake, it's going to be automatically associated?
Yeah, so we've found a way to kind of automatically associate it. We are stress testing that. But right now, the view is that you will not have to manually associate it. It will come automatically.
Thank you.
Okay. I think we've covered quite a lot of topics. Just shout out to the community. I think people have been really helpful and really excited. And like I said, that gets that feedback into the team and helps us go faster and stronger and try to build the product and take it quickly to market. I think what one request is for folks to kind of tune into our socials, tune into the channels and the conversations so that we can keep them updated with everything that we are putting out there in terms of content. And we can have we can answer as many questions as we can before launch and make sure that it's a smooth experience for everyone.
All right, very good. Tom, go ahead.
Just kind of a big picture question. So the structure of it is the grant from the HBAR Foundation is kicking it off to entice people to fund the pool, and then down the road as the other assets come on, the other choices come on, that's what will then drive the return after the beginning. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I think the long-term vision is to have this as, you know, staking and the HBAR going to nodes and nodes generating the fee and that getting kicked back to users or delegators or stakers as rewards. The place we are in right now is more of a transition and a bootstrap phase, right? So if you were to look at this system and divide this into the demand for staking and then the supply of rewards, right? So we are on what we are building is on the demand for staking side of things, right? So this is going to get bootstrapped with, you know, the grant, so to speak. And at the same time, the node setup and all of the backend infrastructure for staking is also getting built. And ultimately, these two will kind of marry and then it will become a sort of self-sustaining loop. Where things will flow automatically, right, without any sort of intervention from the foundation. So that's the idea. Like any sort of two-sided marketplace, the idea is to kind of bootstrap the demand side and the supply side as well. So just so that things are sort of set once we figure out the node side of things.
Right. So then that means that you anticipate being one of the community nodes. And those will be some of the rewards you'll be kicking back out to the group.
No, so we don't operate nodes, even in other sort of networks. What we anticipate being is a layer on top of all the nodes and giving stakers like you the product to kind of choose the nodes you want to stake with. And giving you an easy and convenient way to stake with a pool of nodes. So we will always be, and our vision is always to be that sort of middleware convenience layer that enables stakers to kind of delegate with nodes. We don't have it in our roadmap to run nodes ourselves.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Thanks for the clarification.
No worries.
All right. We have another question from Gautam. All right. While we're waiting on him, I know previously, Gautam, you mentioned that you were hoping for secondary markets to build around HBARX. Have you talked to any DEXs or any centralized exchanges about that yet?
Yeah. So we're still hoping that happens. I think from our perspective, we've kind of been heads down and trying to get to market as fast as possible. And that's also, you know, our alignment with the community, because our sort of primary goal is to make sure that we get to market faster and to make sure that, you know, HBAR holders have an opportunity to earn rewards as quickly as possible. But that's something that we will kind of kick off once we have a stable product, and we'll then actively kind of look out to build that build that DeFi ecosystem for the community as a whole. So short answer, right now we're pretty heads down trying to get to market as soon as possible. But that's something that we want to pick up probably, 3 to 4 weeks after launch.
All right, very good. And I can't see your full name, but Rexius?
Hey, thanks for bringing me up. And I was a little late to join, so I apologize if this was answered already. But in terms of the liquid staking function, from our wallets, will the rewards get added to a pool that we have to like claim, on a regular basis? So we'd have to like go into our wallet and claim it, or would it like kind of just automatically drip into our, into our HBAR holdings? Thanks.
Yeah. So good question again. I think so what will happen is essentially you stake an HBAR and you'll get back corresponding HBAR X. That's a tokenized representation of your staking. As rewards get added to the pool, the exchange rate between HBAR X and HBAR increases. So anytime you want to liquidate, you can just exchange the HBAR X for the corresponding number of HBAR. So as rewards come in, automatically the value of your HBAR X in terms of HBAR keeps on increasing. So you don't have to do any process at all.
So, okay. So then your HBAR X rewards pool would start to build up. But there would be, I guess, a process involved in the liquidation when you want to convert HBARX back to HBAR. Like there might be, some sort of function that the user would have to execute there.
Yes, yes. So there will be kind of two primary ways to convert back HBARX into HBAR. You can go to the Stater app and unstake, right? Or you can go to a DEX and swap HBARX to HBAR, right? So those will be the two kind of primary ways you can sort of exit your HBAR exposition and go to HBAR.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. So, Zepsi, do you have anything else?
I think Utkash might have one more question. He messaged me on the HBAR Foundation Telegram. If we can get him up here for a second.
Sure.
I was going to also ask, how many do y'all have on the team over Stater?
Yeah, we've kind of been expanding.
Hold on one second, Ukaresh.
Actually,
so we're on, how many are on the team?
Can you hear me?
Sure. Yeah, Utkash, I'm answering a previous question. So we're probably, 35 odd folks right now, sort of working across multiple networks. Right, which includes folks, in marketing, community management, also our developers, and designers. Yeah.
So we're, actually, you have said that first of all, you will look into the TVL to the HBAR or HBARX.
Hold on one second, Krish. I think he was still answering Charles' question.
Sure. So yeah, short answer. There is, we're about 35 folks.
Big team. All right. Ukaresh, you can go ahead.
So my question, another question is like, if we are holding SD tokens, so we will get any benefit to the in the APYs of HBAR if we hold SD tokens?
To start off with, Utkarsh, the answer is no. Right, we're kind of conscious of the fact that. The HBAR Foundation has supported us, and our mission on coming on HBAR is to give the benefits of staking to as many users as possible. To start off with, it wouldn't be fair for us to discriminate or sort of to differentiate between people who hold our token and don't hold our token. So that's not going to be there. At the start or even towards 2-3 months, but maybe further down the line we will think of those kind of incentivizations, but just being conscious of our partnership with the foundation and our mission to come on HBAR, I think it would be detrimental to our core sort of aim to have that kind of differentiation. So we're not going for that at the start.
So right now, why would someone will hold SD tokens? Means, what will be the utility for the SD tokens?
Sure. So, like Amit mentioned, this is not about the SD tokens. I wouldn't want to take too much of your time. But essentially, Stader is again multi network, multi product. So we have other products, and the utilities of our token are sort of a little bit further developed in other chains, including staking the token itself, and also sort of providing liquidity pool, providing it on liquidity pools, etc. But yeah, like I said, that's
Hi, Gautam.
Another platform.
Gautam, go ahead. Hi. You're up now.
I am Gautam from India. You want to Hindi?
No, I think for the benefit, while we can do that on a DM, but for the benefit of the larger audience, I think let's stick to English.
Hatch bar is NHT bar what can?
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
You can told him, no, hatch bar it markets NHD, yeah?
Sorry, Brandon, did you catch that?
That's all right. You know what, Gautam? Why don't we'll get you in touch with Gautam and we'll try to get your question answered. In the meantime, Mark Swade, you are up.
What's up, guys?
My
question is just about the Alpha program. I don't know if you guys could give any more details about like benefits or stuff that's going on with that.
Yeah. So essentially, that was very simply to kind of start building a community and make sure that we, you know, we're kind of taking user inputs and answering questions. Right. Like I said, the mission that we've kind of come with, along with you know, support from the foundation, is to give this product out to as many users of HBAR as possible. So the Alpha community benefits as such wouldn't sort of chime in with that, but we'll have like sneak peeks and opportunities for the community to beta test the product very soon. So those kind of things will be there. And of course, as we sort of have a base and, you know, our primary kind of objective is achieved, we'll look at other ways on how we can incentivize and make sure that people who've kind of evangelized the product are sort of rewarded.
Awesome. Thanks for your answer. Really excited about the staking for sure.
All right. I do see Elaine there in the audience. Elaine, if you have anything, you can go ahead and request to be a speaker and I'll bring you up. In the meantime, Swizzle will bring you up. It's going to be one of the last questions from the audience. Swizzle, go ahead.
Cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. The only question I have, I just got on, so I'm sorry if this question was already answered, but the question is, what kind of APYs are we looking at for the short term and for the long term?
Yeah, so we did kind of answer that, and unfortunately, we can't give you an exact number as we're kind of working towards it. What we can tell you is sort of principally, it'll be competitive from a size of staking perspective, as well as the fact that we will have some sort of differentiation where the early stakers will get a slightly higher benefit than folks who come later onto the platform. So yeah, those are two things I can say right now. And towards next week, we'll kind of have full announcements on all of the maths behind the APYs and how we're thinking about running the rewards for the next 2-3 months.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I look forward to it and love the HBAR community, guys. Thank you.
Thanks,
Swizzle. All right. Elaine, do you have anything you want to mention?
Nothing specific, just that, you know, we're super excited to continue to work to bring this to the market. It sounds like the Stader team mentioned, but, you know, we'll be doing kind of like alpha beta product releases. So yeah, we're, I think, super excited, really looking forward to it. And I think, you know, part of it will be for us asking the community for patience just as we roll it out, but also continue to give us your feedback, ask us questions. This really is something that is designed for the community to bring in these yield opportunities. And so, you know, what we really want is to hear from you. So really love that we had so much engagement today on the Twitter space, and really hope that, you know, we can continue to hear your feedback as we move forward.
Thank you, Elaine. All right, Stater team, to wrap it up, we're getting near the top of the hour here. Is there anything else you'd like to say to close it out?
No, just echoing what Elaine mentioned. I think ultimately, like I said, the main aim of the project is to bring these rewards to the community, and you know, these products will become better and better with community feedback, because they're essentially for the community itself. So please don't hesitate in asking us questions, participate in all of the groups, etc. And hopefully with that participation, we'll be able to deliver a product that is, you know, best suited for the community as a whole.
All right, good stuff. We do have a couple minutes here. If anybody wants to hop up, that'd be great. I do want to thank all the people that had some great questions today. And of course, thanking the Stater team for fielding them and having some really good answers for us. So I'll give it 1 second here. If nobody pops up, we'll close it out. Again, thank you, everybody, for participating.
I mean, I'll jump in real quick with the last one here.
Sure.
For the Stater team. Are you guys aware of the SaucerSwap platform, which is currently being developed? It's going to be one of the first DEXs that's being built on Hedera. Just wondering if you guys have heard about them, talked to them, and if, you know, an HBARX, HBAR, or for, you know, HBARX and their native LP token, if that's something that you're looking at developing, just to add, you know, to the liquidity and the utility of HBARX. Thanks.
I can jump in here.
Sure.
Go ahead, Gautam.
Sure. No, go ahead.
Yeah, so yes, we're familiar with the SaucerSwap team. I think one thing you'll see is as the Stater product continues to come to market, you'll see it be integrated in various, whether it's through pools or other platform integrations with various components of the Hedera ecosystem. And so, yeah, I think that really is one of the reasons why, you know, we chose Stater as the first kind of staking and yield generation partner within the ecosystem because of the modularity. And so what we're really excited about is to see how the Stater tech and the way that their smart contracts are so modular will show up in various iterations within the Hedera ecosystem.
Amazing. Thank you.
All right, Gautam, I'll give you the final word here today.
Yeah, sure. So first of all, thanks for hosting us, Brandon. And, you know, thanks everyone for tuning in. I mean, it really gives us a lot of pleasure to do these sort of AMAs and question answer rounds, because it's validation that what we are building and sort of toiling towards has an impact in the community, and you know, has a positive impact in you know, what people are looking forward to. So great to be here, and thanks for tuning in, and thanks for your continued support. You know, we plan to kind of make sure that we live up to your expectations once we launch the product and beyond.
All right. Well, again, thank you, and thank everybody for participating.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. And I wanted to say congrats on the new gig, man. I was like, wait, is Brandon up here? And so I was like, oh, shoot. All right, let's go.
Yeah, so I'm doing a little contract work.
I can officially say, let's go, Brandon. So
there you go. There you go. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, guys. See you later.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
See you guys.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Stater Labs HBAR Staking AMA, recorded on Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The core looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic
mutation
leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-sato wanted me. Taking all the scraps and feed them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will scream irresponsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip, but am I mutating properly? We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation.
It's an art form, don't be alarmed. If you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm, spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the precog. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Riders believe they bleed these endorsements, turning scientists into terror supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice. Take the pill and see we're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this.
Terra Spaces.